services, Lavazzi at book1.co.uk present the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Welcome to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast, episode 281. I'm Adam, and I can't be bothered to do a quote, and it's Debbie Melrose.
What took you so long, old man?
Thank you. And Kirby Bartlett Sloane.
I don't even remember that name.
Which one? Kirby Bartlett or Sloane?
Yes.
And what's the title of the story we're doing today, because I've been away all weekend?
The Woman Who Lived.
Oh, yeah, of course it was, yes. That's the one we're doing today. I might as well tell a little story about what happened to me over the weekend.
Okay.
Well, as you know, I went up to London to watch Michael McIntyre. Actually, what we did, we went up on Friday afternoon, or was it morning? No, it was Friday morning, actually. We booked on the 11:30 ferry, but I had to do some bits and bobs. At least I had to drop a car off in Newport. So anyway, we got to ferry terminal at 25 past 10. And they let us on the ferry, so we had an extra hour. So we went on the ferry, and we booked the Travelodge in Fleet, and got to Fleet. And of course, you have to book in, you have to pay extra to book in earlier than 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We were really early, you know. Guys, we can't be faffing around. Sorry, we got
there's not that much to do there, really, is there?
Well, we got anyway. I paid the £10 so I could book in early. Mm. But there's a Harvester right next door, so we had lunch in the Harvester, thinking, oh, is this going to be good? And it was. You get got me a load of salad with your dinner and everything. It took ages for the dinner to arrive, but so we had a nice meal in there. And then we went on our way.
Ooh. That's you.
That's Gmail. We went on our merry way, but my cousin Karen, who lives in Royslip, is it? Or Royslip?
Royslip, I think.
Royslip. Wanted to hand me over some videos or DVDs, which she never did after all that waiting around. Her daughter was in some dancing show, so we had to wait and wait and wait for her to turn up. She eventually did, which then led us to leaving 5:30, and we had to be at Wembley Arena 6:30 for Michael McIntyre.
Yeah, you guys were late, weren't you? Yeah.
The traffic was a bit appalling, but we did. I wasn't worried because I know they don't start the show until about 8:30. Anyway, so got there. The parking arrangements at Wembley Arena are absolutely amazingly bad. You've basically got a multi-story car park, and you're queuing to get in, and they've got people trying to go in. They have to pre-book, and they were turning up and couldn't get in because they weren't pre-booked, and they were holding everything up. They had one steward per entrance, and no stewards in the car park at all. So you're driving around and around and around and around. Eventually, we ended up on the roof. But it wasn't a major problem because we didn't get up anyway. Got to the bit where you go in, get your ticket in, and beep, boo-boo, beep, boo-boo. And as he was going beep, boo-boo, I was looking at the ticket, which said Friday.
Meh.
And this was Saturday.
Yeah.
Whoops.
So I legged it to the box office and begged, and they let us in.
Oh, God.
But the seats we actually they gave when we were in were 100 times better than the seats
I was
going to
say
had.
The picture you put up was brilliant. You were so close.
So, yeah.
And then, sorry, I mean,
the show was great. The show was great. And then, but when we left, again, the car park and getting out of the car park was appalling. It took about an hour just to start leaving. But once we were on the main road, it was quite good. Anyway, we're driving, just about to join the A4. And this is like petrol station. And this car went out of the petrol station just in front of us. Ridiculous driving. And that's, I had been filming. I had a dashboard cam throughout the whole trip. I didn't have it running at that point. So annoying. At one point, you get some horrendous driving. I wasn't actually filming. Very racist.
Dashboard cams are very, they've sort of taken off here finally.
They're great.
After America and Russia have.
I did get one bit of bad driving, which I'll be putting on online as soon as I can get it edited.
That was
just as we left Southampton. No, we just come, sorry, the ferry terminal. Mm. And just come out, and this car just, you know, when you're going around a roundabout, I took the sort of wider thing to go around there, and this car was taking that lane. Instead of going off that way, went like that. So I went in like that. So. Sorry, that wouldn't have worked well on audio, would it? But,
yeah, like that and that, that.
There you cut go. Me out,
we got there. Well, hopefully when we go up to London, it'll be a bit smoother.
Or you're going to get a dashboard cam.
It's
always guaranteed to capture something.
Well, there'll be me and Isabella sat in the back.
The trick is to leave it filming, and when something happens, stop it filming and start it up again, because then you know where the marker is for the yes.
What about this car on fire that you posted the video of?
Well,
and you've never seen a car on fire?
Not really. It's not a very common occurrence.
It wasn't really on fire. It was just smoking.
it should give it up.
Well, we shut up. We were driving along the A3, as you do, and
as one is wont to do.
No, there were signs were saying lane closed. Mm. No, slow, lane closed. I thought, oh, what's that? And then you could see the smoke in the distance. I said to Deb, I wonder if that's
just a pall on the horizon. Yeah,
I wonder if that's what it is. Hoping it wasn't anything too serious. Of course, then we started approaching it, and it wasn't.
You
the
said
ambulance.
It was on
nobody
the A27.
There wasn't any ambulances. But
sorry, no. Kirby.
You said it was on the A27, not
the
A3.
Sorry, A27. Why did I say the A3? That was on the way back the other way. Anyway, so that was quite eventful. But I don't even know
where those are.
When we left Fleet, I had to take Alicia to Chichester to drop her off at Chichester University so she could see her boyfriend. Her and her boyfriend got back to the island before we did. We went to Southampton, did some shopping around bloody Primark.
Oh, my God. Your picture was brilliant if you stood outside Primark looking grumpy. An hour and a half, was it? Something
that was
like
before
that?
I went in. I knew that was coming. So Deb said, I know exactly what I want. Yeah, still an hour and a half in there.
Oh, okay.
She did. Primark. She was quite sympathetic. Said, I know, you're bored, aren't you?
Primark.
Oh, look. Oh, that looks nice. Oh, a handbag. Oh, we'll go in a minute. Oh, should I get that handbag? It was just on and on and on.
Couldn't you have been parked somewhere?
I don't mind the stuff they sell. I just meant the time you have to spend in there.
Couldn't you have been parked somewhere with a drink or something?
No, I did say to her when we were on the way there, I was, oh, shall I go down to Forbidden Planet? But no, she wouldn't have it. Oh, no, I need you to carry the bag. Carry the basket.
No.
Yeah, I saw that picture of you outside of that, and I thought it said primary.
It's hell. Cheap clothes.
Since I've never heard of the store.
If you don't want to shop in there,
if you don't
want to
go shopping,
if you're in there to shop, and I'd buy stuff from there, but
every
just
time
go
we go
in there.
Every time I go up to my mum's, let's go to Primark. Oh, God. Can I go and have a coffee?
But, yeah. I mean, when I went to my shops, it was, like, literally a few seconds. Where did I go? London Camera Exchange, about 10 minutes.
I don't like shopping. I work in a shop, but I don't like
the Saints store.
I'm very manly about that.
I got me Saints season review DVD.
Nice.
Where else do we go? Oh, the gadget shop, where I got my retro
gadget
bird.
Oh, look, it's a Dipper bird.
Yes.
Oh.
It just reminds me of being at home with my grandparents in the 70s.
Oh, God, Dipper bird.
I'll have to take a picture of it for Kirby's benefit.
Yeah.
They're great.
I know what they are.
No.
That's not what we called them, but they're
no,
what
do
they
it,
are.
No, do it for the page.
I can't film it because it's not in
because they're listening
to
us waffle on anyway.
It's not ready for a dip yet.
Right, you have to basically prime it so the alcohol starts.
Oh,
that's what the liquid is inside.
I might break it up and have a sip.
No.
Is it TARDIS
Save
blue?
Save it for Andy's next visit. It is TARDIS
blue. TARDIS
blue. But TARDIS
very
blue.
Nice.
But yeah,
I haven't had one of those
my
since
little
I was
gadget.
Like 12.
Deb allowed me to
I've seen
it.
Them more on The Simpsons than live these days. Yeah. Oh.
In the Simpsons versions, they don't show them working realistically.
No, they're just always, in this house we obey the law of physics.
Okay.
I think we've waffled.
In other words, you've got a heat engine which is in the shape of a bird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I haven't seen it dip yet. It's been dipping. I know it has dipped because the little blue thingy sort of different position. So it must have dipped at some point.
But you can help it start it off.
What, by giving it a...
Yeah, you just drown it slightly.
I've done that. The end of its beak's wet. But it's quite cold at the moment, isn't it? So
that'll be a problem.
In the summer, they're doing this. Tilt. But in the winter...
It's cold.
Well, autumn. So my shops didn't last very long at all. You know, I knew what I wanted. I've got a few bits and bobs. But
I'm just looking forward to being on the mainland and seeing a Burger King.
So I mean, the shops you're both interested in. Toys R Us.
Toys R Us, perfect, yeah.
Both
Doctor Who section straight away.
They got on demo a game.
That's not fair.
There wasn't much in the Doctor Who section.
No, exactly. There's only like half a shelf.
There was, no, one bay.
Oh, I like that. TARDIS blue.
Yeah. You seem to take pictures of more Doctor Who stuff than we see.
What? Who, me?
But
when you go to, was it Barnes and...
Barnes and Noble.
Barnes and Noble, and they've got bits and bobs. It's more than we
Yeah,
see,
but
mostly.
I suspect it also costs twice as much as it would cost
Probably.
For you.
It may well do. But,
I'm going to be sending a big jar of Marmite over, I think.
Marmite. I still haven't been to my local British shop in months and months and months.
But that did look nice, your cheese and Marmite on toast.
Anyway, that's good.
Now you're making me hungry.
Right. Yeah, sorry, I am.
So, as Debbie alluded to earlier,
I went to see Hamlet, if anybody else is
congratulations. as you're talking about, when we arrived at my cousin's house, her parents, my auntie and uncle, It's his 70th birthday, and my auntie was taking him into London for a surprise. We knew what the surprise was. And he's a massive musician, and he's 70, so you can imagine what era he's interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Dylan at the Royal Albert Hall.
Wow!
I didn't know he was going.
No! So. Oh, fantastic!
Once in a lifetime experience.
Oh.
You know? But yeah. So, yes, the episode begins with some spooky eyes peering through a sort of hedge.
Some very fakey-looking spooky eyes.
We get a bit of Blackadder.
Yeah, Blackadder.
It is...
Of course.
Well, it's the voice and the fact
I'm the shadow and I never miss.
It's almost the same blimmin' voice. It is totally Blackadder.
Yeah. Fooled you, didn't it?
I was trying to wait for it to stop being Blackadder.
Oh, it didn't, though.
No, apart from the Doctor arrives with his gadget. It's just, yeah.
Who's the voice? It sounded like Rupert Graves.
What would be funny if it was
Will Brown, and a guy called Will Brown.
If it was the voice in Blackadder.
Yeah, of course.
Kirby hasn't seen Blackadder.
I have.
Yes, he knows what we're talking about. They seek him here, they seek
and
him there.
There's a doctor arriving in the same
Oh, yeah, that's right. You never read
out.
Your
he
own
comes
group.
Out the TARDIS. Master? Pardon?
Master?
What?
You never even bother reading the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast Facebook group, but... So, was that here? What? Yeah, Adam Saunders tried to post a link to that segment on Blackadder.
And, did he?
He had a failure of the preview, so I posted it so you could see the preview. Mm. But of course I know who Blackadder.
I'm winding you up, Kirby. I said you only draw my
obviously.
Yeah, so is it the same forest? Because the way the Doctor comes out, he sort of looks around, it's like he's quite familiar with the area.
He does, yeah. No, I don't know, because where they've set it, it's England. So it's like, well, what?
Maybe it isn't then.
Let's have a look.
So it's obviously from the beginning that it's a Shielder who's the highway person.
The buxom lady in the coach. Very, very classic.
Yeah.
I would have thought he would have made a comment on the fact that this is just really stylized. Did this really happen?
It's also the other thing that what I said last week, it wasn't going to be somebody interesting in the Doctor's past, but still quite good in the whole scheme of things. But she, as I said, has turned a bit bad. And I did say, you could tell by the expression on her face, it turned a bit bad.
Well, not bad, but just not caring. Not caring. Don't care. Don't care. I'm beyond all this. Is what basically.
Yeah, because she's had a bit of trauma. Yeah.
A bit, bless her heart. But it's one of the first questions: is have you come to get me? She's been waiting for him the whole time.
But he won't have that. So she's got a contingency plan.
Yeah, with the weird
with the ferals.
it looked like one, didn't it?
No, Kirby says it's ferals or feral. Whatever they say in this program. Yes.
It's not a Theral, is it?
I said a long time ago it wasn't a Theral.
No.
I said a long time ago it wasn't Romana.
See, Alicia's not here. Deb's not here. When they're not here, I just wind up Kirby.
But I thought with the eyes, though, it was like, was it deliberately 1980s
like
style special effects?
I just think
possibly.
Was it not the Wookiee? What do they call those things in Star Wars with the big eyes?
Jawas. Yeah, it was just very Houdini.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom, unfortunately, has got a bad back at the moment, so he's been forced to watch a lot of Doctor Who. And
forced?
He doesn't realise quite how much Doctor Who I've got until he's at home. But, he loved this one. He was just doing quoting Blackadder all the way through it.
Well, if you don't like Blackadder, it's going to sort of, be a bit of a waste of time for you, but... Hopefully most people...
I can't imagine anyone not liking Blackadder.
I'm sure there's some people don't like it. Isabella!
Yeah?
Turn it down. And shut the door, please.
What are you watching?
Blackadder.
Like...
Is she rude and ignorant?
She's turning into a teenager, isn't she?
Telling off coming into her.
No, I've got to share the back seat with her in a couple of weeks.
Blackadder's one of those things that tends to always be on... the telly here, at least with the girls will pull out a DVD or it tends to just go along with a lot of the stuff we like. And we are always watching Blackadder. We're watching Mr. Bean, or we're watching the IT Crowd, or all these things all the time. We're Anglophiles here.
I love
in case you hadn't noticed.
Yeah, the It crowd is definitely
moving back to the episode. I just love the little flashback with telling the story.
Yeah,
the
she was a medieval queen. Yeah, what was it? Mostly backgammon and what did she say? She said it's mostly backgammon and sitting around or something. Mm.
But and you're talking about also about her acting abilities, and she obviously, the scheme of things, she's put a couple of weeks older than
paperwork and backgammon.
In her acting, she's quite a lot older in maturity, you know, and so she's playing that character really, really well. Yes?
Except she doesn't look old enough to have children.
No, she doesn't really, does she? But then again, in middle ages, she
does. She looks about 17, 18. You can have kids at that age, Kirby.
I know. It's just
sure, I'll send them a link to some sort of sexual education.
No. If you can find a good one.
Post out on the 20 megabyte page.
No, she's just like, you know, I've done this, I've done that. And,
well, she would have. Yeah. Even if she looks 17, 18 and she's actually a couple of hundred years old, she's still going to be able to have children, isn't she?
Behind the doctor right now, the bookshelf has got every year dated because she's bound all her diaries.
Yeah, of course, attention to detail.
Yeah, it's amazing because I used to be an avid diary keeper. I haven't for years now, and I wish I'd kept them because obviously I chucked them over the years. But I'd like to see what my younger self was worried about.
Well, I've still got my old diaries, and I know what I was worried about.
I did diaries back in high school, but I still keep calendars, and I think I've posted on the Facebook group, a calendar showing like the first time I ever saw Doctor Who and stuff like that, and Star Wars.
Yeah, I've still got calendars, and I have a diary, which is mainly my work day scribbled out with a new time put in, and then scribbled out again with another time.
Well, that's why I became a Doctor Who fan in 1981. My diary would say when Doctor Who was on.
Yeah.
On my 5-year diary.
You mean I've been a Doctor Who fan longer than you?
Quiet. The 5-year diary only has 4 lines to write in, would just say Doctor Who was on tonight. That would be it.
Except I was watching ones that, in 1979, I was watching stories that had been on for you 4 or 5 years before.
That's probably in my more in-depth diaries from 1983 onwards. It's probably mentioned when.
Oh, I never noticed that the doctor was carrying a plague mask.
Yeah.
How did I miss that? Well, I missed it because I've only seen this episode twice.
It was just a quick aside, really. Plague doctor, he picked it up and put it down again. So,
yeah.
There would be a reference to when Colin Baker became the doctor somewhere. I might have to, when I've got time, which I never have a look into it. There's actually quite a good interaction between the two. Now, the fact is, about this character is we want her back, obviously. You wouldn't not want to have this character back because she's quite an in-depth and fascinating character. And these torn-out pages, is that to do with an adventure with the Doctor?
Well, isn't that Latin?
I don't know. But is it, to do with the mention of the Doctor that he says, no, Doctor goes on spoilers?
Yeah, I suspect that.
But I think it's about her kids.
Oh, no, but she said she wanted to leave the kids bit in
because
she wanted to remind herself not to have any more.
But she said she told the memories out because when she didn't want them anymore.
But that's
anymore.
What she might say to the Doctor.
Yeah,
when
you're right. The torn out pages are probably an adventure that he has not yet had with her.
Yeah. So, cool. Which we hope that is
because the way he said, I haven't seen you. Yes, you have. No, I haven't seen you. Yeah, you have been around there. That bit where she's crying next to the cribs is.
It's a bit of a. I mean that we bit you just mentioned before you said about the cribs. It's obviously very very River Songy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's.
If she had triplets, my goodness.
Triplets.
Yeah, there were three cribs. Yeah, three cribs, all the same size, and
So, yeah.
She goes out and speaks to lit up eyes, man.
Yeah, but she's quite an angry woman at this particular stage. Isn't she? And she is a woman, even though she looks like a girl. She's playing very much a woman.
She's playing someone who's almost as old as the Doctor. Yeah, that sort of thing, yeah.
Which is what Matt Smith was able to convey when he was the Doctor, playing an older man in a younger body. So,
if she got hold of a TARDIS, goodness me. Because at one point I was like, well, are they waiting for him to give to take the TARDIS for the first bit? Because I knew they were looking for the amulet thing, but I thought maybe her second plan is get the TARDIS.
Mm.
Yeah.
I love the way, you know, she puts her mask on, he puts his sunglasses on.
Yeah. And uses sunglasses to light the candle.
Much to annoy Kirby, he's fixed them. Well, that was a difficult thing for the Doctor, to fix some hair of sunglasses.
But I don't like the bit. I don't like the
bit. Why do you say annoy me? I'm not an anti-sonic sun.
But you said
sunglasses.
They broke, didn't you? You moan about them breaking, and then they're back together again the next episode.
I noted last week they broke, but everyone noted last week they broke. But we also noted last week in the preview of this week's episode that they were back. I mean, that's just facts. So.
I don't like the bit when they're coming up the stairs and the lady goes, "Good night, my lady," and walks out, and they shield the candle with a hand, and you can still see the glow of them behind you. Because your peripheral would say, if you came out of a room to a dark hall, "Oh, someone's coming up the stairs."
And they're making all this noise, and they're talking, and how they managed to avoid...
I know.
It's a show that we...
They've avoided getting into trouble. That's an interesting camera shot when they go into the room where the guy's snoring, and the camera sort of ooches up to them and starts. Yeah.
This reminded me of at least...
Thank you. I've got to go and get She Who Must Be Obeyed. Debbie. Mm. All that.
Yeah.
That's the fast forward button. That's the pause button. That's a play button. That's a rewind button. I've got to go. Hang on.
Know what the little symbols on.
And I need to.
How long are you going to be?
As long as it takes. But I've got to phone myself.
Should we continue?
This is live podcasting, as I haven't got time to edit it at the very worst. I mean, best.
So it's just going to be me and Kirby discussing.
Yeah, until I get back.
Okay.
Yes. So I have watched it.
I know.
I will be able to convey an opinion at some point.
Just go.
Hang on, I'm not ready to go yet. Oh, just trodden on something. What was it? Broken, whatever it was I trodden.
Go. Hey, I can work the remote.
I hope this works. I'm phoning myself. Oh, that's the wrong one.
What, to still be on?
Oh, you haven't done that in a long time.
I haven't had to do this for a long time. Where's my Skype gone? Oh, I've lost Skype. It was on here. I had it up and running. Oh, now it's calling. Oh, hello.
Hey!
Right.
You're all echoey.
I won't be when I leave, will I?
Right. No, you won't when you leave.
Where's my coat?
That's a very interesting effect.
It is.
Where's my coat?
Don't ask me. I'm in America.
By the way, where's my coat? That's Alicia,
really
what's your name
weird.
Again? I can't go without my coat because it's got my keys in it.
Is it on the back of the door?
You're not sat on it, are you?
No, I don't think so.
Right. What?
She's found it.
Who put it there? Who put it on the floor?
Live podcasting at its best.
Okay, right, here we go. Oh no, I'm connected to the Wi-Fi. I have to turn that off. Oh no, I'm not. If I was connected to Wi-Fi, I'd disconnect in a minute. I love this echo. It's cool. Right.
Yeah, with my phone, if my phone's connected to Wi-Fi calls, it'll disconnect and automatically switch over and you won't even notice it.
Oh, very fancy. Yeah.
No, yeah, mine does that.
Oh, very, very fancy.
That's what newer... that's right. You guys have these weird iPhones.
Well, it's quite possible mine does that, but I'm not going to risk it.
Fair enough.
Anyway, how come when they climb up the chimney, they aren't covered in soot?
Must have just been recently swept.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was one of those moments in Doctor Who that we've had all this season of how the hell did they get down? How did they get Clara out the Dalek? How did they get down? You know, it's one of those.
It comes under the bracket. Does it really matter?
I suppose, but you know, it still would have been nice to see them shimmying down something.
All right.
Another thing that all the sneaking around in that house reminded me of was at least three or four episodes of the Sarah Jane Adventures, because they were always sneaking around houses like that.
Mm. Can I just point out that I might disappear because there's not much of a signal down on the seafront, I just remembered.
Yeah, surprisingly. You think they'd have 4G down there, but no.
Well, it says it's 4G, but it lies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But so if I disappear, you'll know why.
I miss the days when we used to have the long talks when you were in Shanklin.
those are long gone and will never return. Yeah. Anyway, carry on.
Give me my blunderbuss.
Yeah, I haven't got your blunderbuss with me, Debbie. I might bring it later.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the chimney again. It just looks a bit wet.
That's it? Wet?
Yeah. Wet and shiny wet bricks, looks like, where the doctor's standing.
This is at the epicentre of Doctor Who podcasting, is it? Talking about the dampness of a chimney.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course.
You would have thought it would have been well fired. It's a nice chimney. He's asleep in there, you know. It's a huge chimney. And then we come along to...
You don't have to do every single bit of dialogue.
No, I know, but we're just about to meet Sam Swift. Rufus Hound. The marvellous Rufus Hound. Completely unrecognisable.
I'd never heard of him before this.
He's brilliant. He's
How was his Q&A about the episode last night? I didn't... He was on somebody's show last night, and I had to get to bed.
No, I haven't seen it. I came in from Hamlet and supper and kind of just monged out on the sofa for an hour. Trying to just get over it, really, more than anything. But no, he's completely unrecognisable apart from the eyes. It took me a while to place
Oops,
him.
We just lost Adam.
Have we?
Yep.
Adam. Oh, well. Oh, well, never mind. Just you and me, then. Sam Swift the Quick.
That's... Oh, the... When we get back to the house and that servant comes in, what was his name?
Clayton.
He's the voice of the face of Beau.
And he reminded me very much of the servant in the butler in the Tomb Raider games.
I comes in coughing don't know about and, that. And I'm not quivering. A game player. But yeah, he was the face of Beau.
Okay, I've
So that's another connection with Captain Jack.
Yeah, I like that. Have you met Captain... Who's Captain Jack Harkness? He'll get round to you eventually. I thought that was a lovely line. Oh, that's going forward too far. But yeah, they go back and she's all... She looks a bit odd in, in Middle Ages, whatever. Not Middle Ages, you know. The garb that she's wearing.
Yes.
She looks really weird, and her choice of lipstick is quite distracting.
Yes.
Yeah. I think she looks better dressed up as a highwayman than in this posh Lady Me costume. But as you posted on Facebook, The Wicked Lady.
Yes.
I love that film. I
haven't watched it yet. I mean, I looked for it when I heard that this was based on it.
There's two versions of it out there. There's one, the black and white one that you posted the link to, and there's also one with
Right,
Faye
well, that's
Dunaway.
The one. That's the one that the author of this story said she was, Catherine Tregenna, was most influenced by.
It's lovely.
She specifically said that particular one, the black and white one.
Yeah, the black and white. It is amazing. Lovely. It's a sumptuous movie, and I'm going to rewatch it again. Hopefully this evening.
I'll probably watch it possibly this evening.
But yeah, you can tell it, especially if you rewatch the or watch for the first time the black and white one, you can see all the nods to it. It's lovely. But then you've got he's about to meet Leandro.
Yes.
Leandro, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. He's a lion guy. Theral. Lion guy.
Why couldn't they write it in as a Theral?
Because they were a warlike race, weren't they, eventually?
Yeah, so, well, yeah. For a while. Then...
Yeah, this could have been them in that sort of era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did no one think of that?
I don't understand why they did it so close to one and not have it be one. You know, just... And what's with the breathing fire?
A special effect. They needed a special effect.
I suppose.
But yeah, he looks exactly like a Theral.
Mm-hmm. Even the outfit.
Yes.
Yeah, everything. It's just, yeah, Theral. And he's not even mentioned as one on anything, really. You know, just like, why isn't he called a Theral? Did they mention his species at all?
Yes. I've got it here someplace in my notes. What was his name again?
Leandro.
Leandro, meet the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, silence. That's real good in a podcast.
No, I know. While we're looking through our... Hello, everybody. This is us looking through notes.
Yes.
There you go. Sound effect.
Did you find it?
No, I haven't written anything down.
They mentioned the planet.
So when the door opens and you got all the fire and coming down through the rift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's, yeah, it's one of those.
He's from Delta Leonis.
Mm.
So I guess that's they're Leonids or something.
Yeah, it must be. Oh,
but
my God.
I just wish he'd been a Theral.
When you saw him for the first time, he was, yeah, when the trailers were coming out and the hints and the teasers and everything was coming, it did look like he was going to be one. And it was like, yeah, that's
right,
when everybody was speculating about Romana, you know. And
yeah, I will admit that I initially put a picture out there, a screenshot, and I said Romana and a Theral.
Because immediate reaction is, oh my God, we're going to get Romana back at last, you know, another Time Lord, we're going to have a bit more of a dynamic, and they've gone completely different way with it. And to not have the King Lion be a Theral is like, what? You know, they seem to be nodding back a lot more to the 80s with their monsters this time round.
And they made references to pteroleptals, so.
No, I'm looking at him, and it's like they've just gone and raided the old costume department for him.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, let's try that one. Oh, we don't know where that's from. Let's try that one. Completely missing canon who. But yeah, I don't understand sometimes, just in the long game anyway with Doctor Who, why we've always got Daleks coming back and Cybermen when there were so many classic monsters, good and bad.
Exactly.
That we could pull on. Although I'm not sure the Zabi would be very good.
You could possibly do them with
Zabi.
CGI.
They're still one of Isla's favourite monsters, the Zabi.
I like that one.
Yeah. Look, Mummy, look, it's a Zabi. No, it's just a bumblebee. We'll leave that.
was a lot better than I expected it to be. I was surprised because of everyone going, oh, it's horrible, it's horrible.
Yeah, no, it's not worth watching. No, it was. It was good. No. Well, where are we now? On the, she's just telling the doctor off for not helping her. So
it's just another one of the long, long, long bits of back and forth dialogue.
There's a lot in it, though, isn't there?
Yes.
Yeah, lots now, in that.
That's another thing I didn't expect with this one was for it to be a companion light episode.
Mm. No, just the bit as well when he says that her heart's rusted, her conscious needs renewing. She basically needs recharging to be a human. And in this scene before they go off to Tyburn, you can see she's reacting like a human at last rather than being cold.
Yes.
Because the doctor's eyes are filling up, you know, it's like, you know, he's emoting at her. And for a moment, she's almost back, and then she's back to being cold. And I love the acting there, because her eyes go from being full of character to being cold again. And, yeah, when she's tied him up.
How'd they have time to print up the wanted poster for the doctor so quickly?
No, I know. I don't know. Maybe it's just because it says "and gang" on there, I think, you know, and any associates. I think it says something like that. I'm not sure.
Well, it's the silhouette looks just like him.
They seek him here. They seek him there.
the man known as the doctor.
Mm.
Oh, you can't see the rest of it. Darn. Reward something. Oh, that's right. £20. I'm sure that's going to be a quiz question.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. I'm just bringing it up. There we go. I'm sorry. I'm new to a Sky remote. There we go. What silhouette do they have? They've got his hand raised. There you go. And the inept guards shooting the roof.
Yes.
Red coats. But how close are they to Tyburn, really? You know, they must just be outskirts of London.
I don't even know where Tyburn is, so.
Well, I probably just got it completely wrong, but I thought it was outskirts of London. because that's where you hung all the highwaymen, traitors, you know. Traitor's death, more than anything, was Tyburn. To be hung at Tyburn. And then other executions happened at, I want to say Smithfield, but I think so.
Well, we all know this is Wales.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
It's,
well, she does say it takes a day to get to Kent.
I don't know about to get to Kent. Why?
Oh, he's back.
Hello, you're back in range.
Front sides too.
Well, she alludes to the fact that it takes a day to get to Kent. We're trying to place where she can get to Tyburn by midday. Yeah. How close to London is she?
Don't know.
Hmm.
What put you up to?
Lady Me has almost £30. We're up to the bit where
we're up to the bad
bad jokes on the scaffold.
Bad close up of the doctor on the rocking horse.
Oh yeah, we're riding to Ty. Oh, hang on, the milestone had how many miles away they were?
Have we
met 5 miles? 5 miles away from Tyburn.
Have we met the other highwayman yet?
Yes. Oh, yes. Wait. Yeah.
Well,
he's now on the scaffold.
Oh, right. Up to that.
And, why don't they have him tied up?
What, with the noose around his neck?
Yeah.
Oh, darling.
I don't know.
Yes, maybe I can hear bit, Adam.
I don't know. Why wouldn't they? It's weird, isn't it?
They did like a show, didn't they? What?
Yeah. She knows I'm on the way, and she's saying... She can hear me.
Yeah, I know I can hear it too. I can hear it too.
The entire section where he's giving with all the jokes and stuff, and he's condemned to die and is not tied up. I mean, this was the most unrealistic section of the entire story.
He could have leapt off at any point.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but they did put on a show. The highwaymen who were caught always put on a show. You know, it's like,
there was
I'm
a program
die,
on ITV
gonna,
in, the,
you know.
In the 80s or 90s. I thought it was called Dick Turpin. It did remind me a little bit of that particular series.
And it would there'd be quite a lot of rescues going on as well, you know, and people would run and hold up their legs, and the hangman would be bribed to look the other way as people were cut down. And, you know, it was a scene. So 9 times out of 10, people are waiting to see who's going to be rescued.
Oh, right. Oh, of course. I didn't think of it that way. Was that
it was a show.
Really
it was the closest thing they had to X Factor.
Oh. I didn't think about that. So is that what it was really like, then?
Pardon?
Was that what it was really like?
Apparently.
Right. I guess.
A lot more dirt, though.
Okay.
Sounds like you may be right outside.
What makes you think that?
I can see him walking past the window.
Hey?
If that was you. Yeah, there you are.
Oh.
Echo.
Who shut the dog in there?
Isabella, I think.
Well, it was a bit silly, wasn't it? I see the flapjacks have gone down.
No, they're there. I've paused it right on the spot where Lady Me gives him a kiss.
Ah, right.
Quite
also,
nice pause,
also, why does no one notice the sterile or whatever he is?
Time is
just wandering around.
He reminds me of the witch smeller pursuivant from Blackadder. This bit.
Get out the way, magic.
How fast this heat travels!
Right,
magic. Come on, get out of the way. I'm going.
Run
there.
Over. Just run the wheels
I
over
don't
his toe.
Want to run him over.
Pardon there. Me? Yeah, do you want a bit of flapjack? Debbie made it specifically for you. It's even got your name in it. In no, it hasn't really. But she did make it.
I just thought it was rude if I came in it and flapjacks and not bring them. Sorry, there you go.
Yes, thank you. Okay, where's my remote? Thank you. Yep, right. So, yeah, slave snog.
I think if he does survive, you know, to become immortalish, time to hang.
That is Rufus Hound. I didn't even recognise him.
Mm-hmm. I only realised after I, with the credits rolling.
He's a massive doctor,
isn't he? I know. No.
I didn't recognise him.
Yeah, no, the fake nose, wrong coloured hair, yeah, beard. Yeah. You know, he's a gingery blonde guy.
He's really good.
Mm. He was amazing. Yeah, I've seen he's been in something else where he's been completely unrecognisable as well, and he's lent his voice to a few things.
Yeah.
So,
but I didn't realise how good an actor he was. That's
Yeah, I've got to talk a picture of him once. I found it actually the other day from the Isle of Wight Festival a few years ago. It's a shot of him eating a great big bacon roll about that big. And
that big, yeah, for listeners.
The next minute we saw him throwing up by the side
of
the stage.
No.
We don't know if it's because it was too big, much of
too,
a
could
bill,
too much,
or whether
it
wasn't cooked properly.
Poor Isla, more sausages than I've ever seen, and she was very green for a few hours until she obviously digested it. Mm. Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah,
putting
sorry.
The amulet on the chest of Sam Swift the Quick.
Yeah, and then it...
Oh, fire breather.
Excuse me.
They all look disgustingly clean.
Do they?
Yes.
Mm, all of the people have got really white bits.
What are you eating
there? Kit Kat.
yeah, so...
Sorry, I'm hungry.
Yeah, I can't remember what happens here, because I've only seen this once. So.
Well, they're all attacking. They're all going to...
I've only seen it twice.
Yeah.
You know, it very much the Guelphs moment.
Yeah.
I've opened the portal. Here we go. The bad guys aren't the... You know, we're not going somewhere.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And then the Doctor comes up with the idea of using the other...
What do they call it? They call it something else.
Do they?
Hmm. Hang on. I think it's in here. She writes it as something else, the lady who wrote the episode. The
so
Maya
a different
chip.
Writer, a different
Maya
writer
chip. Yes, it is. Yeah. You can tell.
So it is a standalone episode. Mm-hmm. The last episode was standalone.
This doesn't have to be right after the next one. They are standalone episodes. I don't know why they were put one.
Although
from
the interviews with the author, apparently she came up with the character, and then they might have gone back and written first one to explain her origin.
Okay. It was nice that it was a story all the way through. This was stronger than last week's episode.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I do like this. I do like her as a character. Mm. Maybe it's why they put her in there to see if the fans like her to bring her back as a companion.
And then Leo.
No, she's not going to be a companion
next year. I mean,
she's not going to be a full time companion. I do not think she's going to be back.
Yeah,
definitely.
There's going to be occasional fun bits with her, and she'll turn up, or she'll leave a message for him somewhere or something.
But she's not going to be a full-time companion.
Yeah, because
he
says that he can't travel with her because they both have such wide vision of the universe.
Yeah.
And the rumor is that she's going to be in episode 10.
Right, okay. No spoilers there.
And then I suspect she'll go away, and then she'll pop up next
year. You're having a sugar
next
rush.
Year.
I am having a sugar rush, yes.
You're going to get all hyperactive on me. Though.
No, I don't. Yeah. I was hungover. And now
were you?
Yeah, now I'm not.
You were hungover.
I was hungover.
No,
I didn't. Not with Andy, no, bless him. But there was a lot of good wine going round after Hamlet. And lots of. Yeah, we went to a nice, nice meal. Went to Livio's. Never been there before.
So then, of course, he might be immortal.
He might be immortal.
He might not.
We don't know. Keep an eye on him.
Because
the power
might have been drained from the... Whatever it was. So,
I like that speculation that he might come back.
So he might bump into a character later on that looks a bit like Rufus Hound. But ideal for Rufus Hound, isn't it?
I think Rufus Hound would make a good companion.
He could come back in any episode.
He could be a good companion as well for a bit.
I would like him to be a companion.
Yes. Yeah. I said to Tom at this bit, I was saying, I'm fed up the companions all being pretty and young. I want Donna back. You know, I want someone who's on an equal...
You're saying that Donna isn't pretty?
No, I know. You know what I mean. Not just young and pretty, but someone who's actually lived a little.
Yeah.
And who has more character already, you know, who comes in as a fully formed person, individual, like Donna did. And the Doctor had to adapt to her rather than the companion adapting to how the Doctor lived. Yeah. And that was nice because they went in, you know, she went in as a mate.
Yeah.
And I'd like that. I'd like him to not be worried like a dad or like a boyfriend about someone. I want him to be sort of grounded again after last week's episode where he, you know,
of course, in this,
made a tidal wave.
This bar scene when he sort of explains why he won't have her with him. He mentions Captain Jack Harkness, which was quite...
Yeah, he'll get round to you eventually.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant. But you can see the acting.
Is it Captain Jack buried in that one vault by now already?
Probably.
I think he is,
because
he's there for ages, isn't he? Yeah.
Magic's here for ages, too.
Hello, Magic. Hello, cuddly Magic.
So that's it, really. I mean...
Yeah, they agree that they can't travel together.
Yeah.
And then we go back to the TARDIS where he's playing the
and
guitar. Clara turns up and tells him off for having taken that kid to do to an interview Winston Churchill.
And in the background is...
And the background of the selfie shoulder. Is a shoulder. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. This is really good.
We've got a cosplayer here who does an excellent Winston Churchill. Oh,
right. Yes, so. you tagged him, didn't you? Yeah.
Yes, I tagged him. Yeah. Kevin Brady, because...
He's brilliant. He looks amazing.
He's really, really good.
Yes. He's amazing.
Right. This is really good, this episode. Much better than last week. Really, really, really good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's... I'll watch this late at night, because obviously I got back from yesterday, so I was quite sleepy when I started watching it, but it kept me awake quite nicely, because it was that good.
Yeah.
I was even able to write the questions on it. So, I can't really say much more about it. I love the characters in it, all of them. There's some bits of fun unexplainables in it, but I don't really care when the story's good.
I mean, the story is that good, yeah.
No. Growl!
What?
Yes, thank you. Magic agrees! Yay. Magic!
Yay. Well done.
What?
He didn't like the bell. It's all right, Magic. It's all right.
Yeah, that's enough of your opinion. Yeah, so what do you think, Debbie?
I enjoyed it a lot more than last week. Last week, obviously, we could tell when Moffat had a hand in the writing. And I was a bit worried that this was a continuation. But when I realised it was a different scriptwriter, I was like, oh, you know, this could be really good. And I wasn't disappointed. I mean... It had a lot of essence of a lot of our favourite 80s programmes like Blackadder, and then you had what we thought would be a Therrell and it wasn't. But it was good to speculate and have him speculate about immortality from a different person's perspective, from a human's perspective on immortality and how she'd lost her humanity and how he had to bring her back. But, you know, it was... if it was all just a lesson in bringing her back to reality, it was quite a messy one, but it was interesting to see how he reacted to the fact that she basically said from the beginning, as soon as they met up, "You come to take me away. You come to take me. Have you got me?" You know, as she kept saying that, "Have you come to save me from this life?" And I just really enjoyed that. And
life.
I liked the fact
Don't
it was,
talk to me yeah. about life.
I like the fact it was companion light as well. It was nice to have him just trying to figure things out without a companion helping. And the fact they've left it open with the Rufus Hound's character as well, I like that. Because I think there's a lot of potential there for hopefully not too many spin-offs, but there's definitely potential for future help. But I'm just hoping that it doesn't end up being another one of those story arcs where all the characters come back at the last couple of episodes again. I don't enjoy that so much. I get fed up at that, where they bring back everyone. Everyone's come to help the Doctor.
Bring back everyone next week.
Yeah,
the rumours.
Yeah, who you've met in the previous season who will come back to help. And it's like, what? Every time. I don't like that. So
plus, there are the rumours that with the coming back stuff, there's going to be at least one Doctor.
Yes. Yeah, they're speculating about McGann. Yeah. Is that the one you'd heard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hope they're right.
With the possibility
of
Tennant.
Yes, I've heard that Tennant might be back.
He's been in Cardiff as well, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to next week's episode with the Zygons.
Yeah, and the return of Osgood. Is he one of the ones I'm not meeting, I think, at the Isle of Wight Festival? Isle of Wight Festival?
Isle of Wight Festival.
Doctor Who Festival.
Are we meeting them then?
Meeting her... I've got two photos with him.
I'll just stand at the side going click click click.
No, you just get your selfie stick.
Yeah, I'll just do your selfie. Yeah. I need to borrow the selfie stick. It's me in the picture.
Kirby, what did you think?
I did not like it as much as last week.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting. So we get one of these.
Yes, I. It was okay.
Very slow one.
Still, we have not had a bad story yet this year, which I'm just so thrilled by. But
what?
What?
That was a bit late.
Yeah.
But there were three conversations where they all said the same thing.
Yes.
Which just too much of these long dialogue sections. That was. Ooh, what was that? I just got an interruption on my screen of an earthquake in Afghanistan. Anyway, that I didn't like. I mean, I like the idea of the discussion of the consequences of being immortal and everything, but not three times. Also, I couldn't understand why they didn't tie up Sam the Swift at his own execution. That just was strange. I didn't like the fact that it wasn't ethereal. But I liked I liked this one. It's just I didn't like it as much. Of the episodes we've had so far, let's see, this is episode 6. I put this at the bottom of the 6. But but it was better than 80% of last year.
Oh, yes. Yeah, this is a very strong season. Yeah, I know. I've gone too far from the mic. Sorry.
I can hear you.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if you... Never mind.
No, if I can hear her, that means that it recorded fine.
No, it doesn't.
No, I have to be
on a different microphone.
I sat back while I was listening, and I shouldn't have.
Yeah. Oh, that was the wrong thingy.
Have we got feedback? Who have we got feedback?
I've got a bit of feedback.
Patrick.
Hopefully. When it catches up with itself. At some point today.
Hello to everyone at the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast. This is Patrick from North Hollywood with my feedback for the Doctor Who episode, The Woman Who Lived. This, you know, I think this is my favorite episode of the series so far. I just really enjoyed it. I really enjoy this character, this Maisie Williams character. I loved the whole... This basically was a meditation on immortality, and she's basically her mirror for the Doctor, and from what I can glean from the episode, I just watched it just now, so it's just fresh in my mind. But, you know, all the things she was saying about life and loss and death. We've all heard this from the Doctor, but from an alien's perspective, but never from a human's perspective. Mm-hmm. I mean, we kind of get it with Captain Jack sometimes, but she really crystallized what it means to be immortal and lose people you love, such as, like, you know, you find out that she's had children that she's lost in the, during the plague or the Black Death or something. Yeah, I just really liked the episode. I like the seriousness of the tone mixed in with the humor. The lion enemy guy, he was kind of silly, but, you know, in my opinion, the alien aspect, the alien invasion aspect was just, you know, just a wireframe to hang the story of these two characters. And the Sashilda character is great, and it looks like she's going to be somewhat recurring, and I think that's fantastic. At first, halfway through the episode, I was thinking she'd make a great companion, but I think she's going to make a better, somewhat adversarial character as opposed to a true companion. So I really enjoyed the episode. I'm curious to what other people think. I would guess this will be a Marmite episode. People will either love it or hate it. But yep. I enjoyed it. Directed well, acted superbly. You know, people I know complained about the Maisie Williams character in the previous episode that being flat, but I think that's probably was due to the writing or what that character was. This Sashilda character with, you know, how long is it, 800 years of life in her, is much more full and rich, and she sells it. I mean, she sells that she's been living that long in her voice, in her intonation, and in her face. So, superb acting. The I forget the guy's name, the character who she made immortal to, or somewhat immortal. At the end, he was really funny. Everyone was funny. The two, I guess, guards or policemen who set the Doctor free, they're all funny. So, a great episode, and it may be my favorite so far this series. Anyway, that's it, and hope you guys have a great week.
Thank you, Patrick. Like, Patrick's comments did remind me a little bit about, you know, the Doctor was in that cryogenic thingy, casket. So he's aged 200 years, even though he's obviously been cryogenically frozen, but essentially...
Yeah, essentially 200 years,
so,
yeah.
I've forgotten about that particular fact. I don't know why that reminded me.
Wobbly-wobbly-timey-wobbly.
I want to do these in order, just because they're in order. Did you just make a funny noise? And
my boot rubbed against the bottom of the chairs. I was talking to Magic.
Of course it was your boot.
Hello, Magic.
Hello, 20 Megabyte Podcast. This is Ian Kirk. The Podshock Podcast is back.
Doesn't normally pose.
They recorded an episode just after The Witch's Familiar.
Wow.
But took a while to edit it. They pointed out that the Doctor visited the year 1138, and George Lucas has a thing about the number 1138.
1138.
If I ever get hold of his credit card, I think I know what his PIN is. Big Ben is going to be covered in scaffolding and repaired. I think it was hit by an alien spacecraft, piloted by a pig.
Of course.
Well, yeah.
The Doctor can choose his face, but can he pick his nose? The Woman Who Lived by Catherine Tregano. The sonic sunglasses have regenerated. The Doctor stopped Ashilda from killing Sam Swift. Later that day, she killed him. Then she had to use the immortality device to bring him back. If you like this episode, think how much John Barrowman will have liked it. I expect Mary enjoyed a Clara Light episode. The Doctor does not know if they have Scotland Yard yet, but he knows Oliver Cromwell is in charge.
Yeah.
In The Unquiet Dead, Rose was tricked into helping the Guelph, then found they wanted to invade the Earth.
Sorry.
A similar thing this week. Clara was scattered through time, interacting with every Doctor. Ashilda has been following the Doctor for centuries, but was never seen until now. And this is odd, unless you believe in episode time, where we do not see effects until the cause has been seen.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Leandra the alien is from a planet orbiting the star Delta Leonis, also called Dur. It is in the constellation Leo, so Leandra looks like a lion.
Ah.
Well, duh. The Doctor calls him Lenny the Lion, which was a ventriloquist dummy on TV in the 1960s and 70s.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Leandra was not really going to help her get off Earth. He was Lion.
Oh.
The 11th Doctor once climbed down a chimney. The 12th climbed
Rufus
up one.
Be really proud of these puns, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Sam Swift made several jokes about the hangman, but did not offer him £5 to keep his trap shut. That was a bit ropey. Funny? I'm afraid not. Ashilda is not dead. She's not pining for the fjords. There is hope for her. She called herself me, not Despicable Me.
Yeah. Oh,
bye for now.
Oh, thanks, Ian. That was brilliant.
That's interesting because it didn't quite follow his script.
It doesn't matter because he should be writing comedy.
He should be. Yeah. Oh, Mary.
Did you have to give the game away?
Sorry.
I don't know if it works, actually. It's gone. Why is it not working? Oh, it's a zip. Oh, Mary. She's done some sort of weird thing, which I'm going to try and work out how to do. How should do that? Oh, maybe that'll work. I'll download
it. You download it, yeah.
I hope everyone likes the picture I posted of my recording this morning with my little TARDIS.
This morning.
I'm going on now. I've just posted a picture of Magic up by the microphone.
Ooh, let's see if this. Oh, what if it's going to be? Oh, she sent me a GarageBand file.
Oh.
You should open these things and prepare. You need to prep more for the podcast.
Well, yeah, but normally I just get an audio file. But she sent me a GarageBand file, so I don't know what it's going to do.
There's a difference?
Yeah, GarageBand is what you edit audio files with, and then you export them to an audio file.
I like your little TARDIS. That's what she said.
Oh. Maybe she sent me the file because she couldn't work out how to get the reverb off.
Oh, bless.
Because that was one of Mary's... what would you call it? Signatures. Having reverb on an audio feedback many, many years ago, Patrick. Many years ago. And it's being awkward. I'm going to get out of this problem, Linda.
I don't know.
Being really awkward. No, that's not. Look at my downloads. Where are my downloads, Debbie?
I don't know.
No, that's documents, downloads. Got that on the screen. I don't want it. Right, okay. Is that it? Oh, this is that's a file.
Feedback.band.
No, that's that file. It's not. It's struggling to open. And I wanted to get this show done quickly. Ugh. Oh, for goodness sake. I think it's crashed. I think it's crashed GarageBand.
Perfect Apple.
Yeah, it has. It's crashed it. Mary.
Apple is the greatest computer company in the galaxy.
Yeah. So you're telling me that Windows computers never crash then, Kirby? They're never slow.
I don't.
Which
yes,
is the
they do.
Why
but
I've had
there's no. There is no. It's known, and
it's
whereas
known,
Apples are supposed to be perfect, and
oh, are they?
It's funny when they're not. No one right, admits that Windows are perfect. That's the difference.
Nobody says Apple's perfect. They're just better.
Yeah.
Well, I can't know what she's done here. She's done something, and I don't know what.
We just want to know if you liked it or didn't like it.
What's this? No, that's packing info. Don't want that. Don't want that. Media. Let's have a look at that. Oh, oh God. What's she? She sent 10 female voice files. No recording.
Well, let's hear what she says. It might be one sentence per thing.
I think that might be just a setup. Oh, an image. Oh, no. Mary, for goodness sake.
Perfect Apple.
Tiff. So Apple, is it? I mean, it's how she's
GarageBand is not a PC product.
I know it isn't, but she's just sent it weirdly. She hasn't sent the recording. She sent a sort of collection of random files in a zip. I can't do anything with it. Oh, well. Never mind. Can't do much about that, can we?
Sorry, Mary.
And I've just now closed down the feedback thingy. It's not Mary's fault. It is Mary's fault. Sorry. It's Mary's fault.
No, it's Apple's fault.
Oh, it's Apple's fault. Of course it is. Right.
Where is Tyburn, anyway?
Where's what?
I think I have to look that up.
That was it. Although it's got extended audio.
No, there's
the old one. Oh, blimmin' heck, Ian. He said, don't play the old one. So he's got another new... This is Ian Kirk again.
Hello, 20 Megabyte Podcast. This is Ian Kirk.
Slick.
The Podshock Podcast is back.
Really?
Yes, we know.
I recorded an episode just after The Witcher's Familiar, but took a while to edit it. They pointed out that the Doctor visited the year 1138, and George Lucas has a thing about the number 1138.
Really?
If I ever get hold of his credit card, I think I know what his PIN is.
Sorry, it's still funny. It's
Big
still
Ben good. Is going to be covered in scaffolding and repaired. I think it was hit by an alien spacecraft, piloted by a pig. The Doctor can choose his face, but can he pick his nose? The Woman Who Lived by Catherine Tregama.
Should I?
The Sonic sunglasses have regenerated. The Doctor stopped Ashilda from killing Sam Swift. Later that day, she killed him. Then she had to use the immortality device to bring him back. The Doctor has a time machine, so it would not matter that Clara is taking her class to a Taekwondo lesson.
Exactly.
If you like this episode, think how much John Barrowman will have liked it. I expect Mary enjoyed a Clara Light episode. The Doctor does not know if they have Scotland Yard yet, but he knows Oliver Cromwell is in charge. In The Unquiet Dead, Rose was tricked into helping the Guelph, then found they wanted to invade the Earth. A similar thing this week.
Mm-hmm.
Clara was scattered through time, interacting with every Doctor. Ashilda has been following the Doctor for centuries, but was never seen until now. This is odd. Unless you believe in episode time, where we do not see effects until the cause has been seen. Leander the Alien is from a planet orbiting the star Delta Leonis, also called Dur. It is in the constellation Leo, so Leander looks like a lion. Well, Dur. The Doctor calls him Lenny the Lion, which was a ventriloquist dummy on TV in the 1960s and 70s. Leandra was not really going to help her get off Earth. He was Lion. The 11th Doctor once climbed down a chimney. The 12th climbs up one. Sam Swift made several jokes about the hangman, but did not offer him £5 to keep his trap shut. That was a bit ropey. Funny? I'm afraid not.
Still good stuff. Actually,
not dead. She's not pining for the fjords. There is hope for her. She called herself me, not Despicable Me. In Game of Thrones, Maisie played Arya Stark, a girl who spent a while pretending to be a boy. A similar role in Doctor Who. Mm-hmm. I am the master.
Are you?
And you will obey me.
Apparently so.
Me? The Viking girl? No, me. You know, her with a patch. That was Madame Covarian. I should obey you too.
I'm going to you two.
No. You two are Irish musicians.
Yes. How appropriate. I'm going to see on you two on Thursday.
You and Licky in love with magic.
Bye for now.
Thanks again.
Thank you. That's a double dose of Ian Kirk, even though he said not to play the first one. I'd already done so, and I'm sticking to that. Kirby said Macs are rubbish, but therefore we have still got this.
Hi, everybody. This is Mary.
Is it?
Talking to you from Ohio, where autumn is in full swing. The days are sunny and warm. The nights are crisp and cold, and the trees are all red and yellow and orange. Of course, a lot of those leaves are on the ground right now, so the leaves and the ground are beautiful. This sounds a little bit like a Garrison Keillor podcast. Anyway, The Woman Who Lived. What can I say about a Doctor Who episode that is completely forgettable?
Yes.
And I say that because right after watching it, it must have been 2 minutes after I watched it, went on to do something else, and it was an hour or two later when I realized, oh, you know what? I don't remember what I just watched. I hadn't thought about it at all. So I guess it didn't make a great impression on me. And that's not to say that it was bad. It just didn't make a big impression, and not every episode in a series can be, whiz bang, memorable. So I don't really have anything, terribly negative to say about it. It was companion light, which I was happy about, and it gives some thoughtful dissertations on the blessings and the curse of immortality. Nice references there to Captain Jack. I enjoyed that. And nobody blew their lines or did a bad acting job. So, that was good too. Just not, remarkable or exciting or anything that, would make it a standout episode. And again, that's okay. They all can't be that. That would be kind of boring. I think of seasons, 6 and 7, where every episode had to outdo the episode before it. Every one of them had to be mind-blowing. And, that got tedious for a different reason. Mm. But back to this one. About the only thing that really bothered me was that Lion character. Where did he come from? And he just seemed something inserted into the story to give us, an alien element. And I don't think we needed to do that. I think that was excessive. I'm not sure how else they would have convinced the Maisie Williams character, Ashildur, that she did care about people other than to bring about, some big cataclysmic event. But I think they could have come up with something a little less fantastical than that Lion. Actually, I thought when he first made his appearance, that, oh, this is Aslan from the Lion of the Wardrobe, you know, but then he turned out to be an evil lion, so I guess not. So overall, it was okay. It wasn't great. Wasn't awful. But I am looking forward to next week's episode, which is Ho-Ho, Zygons, and Kate Lethbridge-Stewart. And I know it's the return of Oswin Oswald, who I wasn't that crazy about to begin with, but there are those who are excited about her return, so I give it to them. And I think I've rambled on long enough, so thanks for putting up with me, and I hope to join you all next week when we review that episode. Bye-bye!
Thank you, Mary. So what are you saying about Max? And stop flapping your ears.
Yeah, it took you how long? Sorry.
Because I had to open it the other way around, as in open up GarageBand and then open up the file rather than the other way around. It worked
fine.
That's
what I would have done in the first place.
Oh, be quiet. God, right. Oh, dear. I've lost my jingles. Oh, there it is. So, oh, I can't be bothered. Let's move on. It's now time for this week's
edition. You can't be bothered.
Oh, be quiet. Oh, you won't get this one. Right, I haven't written down the thingies yet. I'm a bit behind.
The thingies?
Yeah, the names. So I have a random.
There's only two.
There's three, actually. I am involved in this. Thank you very much.
No, we ignore that part.
No, you don't, because this could be my week. I nearly wrote my name down as Abum.
This could be your week, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right. Where's my iPad? Are you distracted?
I'm pulling up a picture of Aslan as well as a picture of Leo the Lion.
So, in other words,
Lenny
you are distracted.
Lion. Yeah, I am a little bit, sorry.
Okay.
I already put a picture of Lenny the Lion on the...
Do this multi-handedly.
No, I was doing a comparison of Aslan to...
First question goes to Debbie.
Yes.
Now, what was the highwayman stroke woman known as?
The Nightmare.
Pardon me. Right. Kirby.
Master.
Who was Ashilda's father?
Oh, good grief. I forgot. Sorry.
I know.
See, I've lost.
Yes, Debbie?
Einar or Chuckles.
Debbie?
Yes.
What was the doctor's device called?
Curio scanner.
Kirby?
Master?
What year was the Black Death?
Which one?
The one mentioned in the script.
1348.
Ding.
Then she got off the mark. Debbie?
Yes.
What did the doctor say when he opened the box? That's the one with the amulet in it.
Yeah. I'm just having a... The Eyes of Hades?
Kirby?
Master?
What name did the sleeping man call out when he awoke?
I know.
I don't know.
Ooh. Debbie?
Lucy?
Not doing as well as I thought I would. Debbie?
Yes.
What weapon did the house owner have?
Blunderbuss.
Kirby?
Master?
Who ambushed the doctor and his shoulder?
Sam the Swift.
What was his full name?
Sam the Swift.
Sam Swift the Quick.
So, a bonus point for Debbie. You got 2 points for that, Kirby, but there was a bonus point for the full title. Debbie?
Yes.
How did the doctor think Ashilda looked in a dress?
Pink.
Kirby?
Master?
What was Leandro's planet?
Delta Leonis.
Okay, many points there. Debbie, what was the name of Ashilda's butler?
Clayton.
The face of Bow.
The face of Bow, yeah, he should get bonus points.
Yeah, but isn't he look like the actor that was Elizabeth Sladen's husband?
No, it's not.
No.
It's not. Okay. No. Who are we on about now? Who is Chris, is it? Oh, right, Kirby.
Master.
What did the doctor call Leandro
Lenny the Lion.
Billy.
Yes.
How much was the doctor's bounty?
£20.
Ooh. Is it?
Yes.
20? It was 20.
Yeah.
Because
Lady Me.
And then he
30.
Offered 30.
Ah, yes. Of course it was. Yes. Got that one wrong then on my question thing. So we'll have
to no, we discussed
it's
that.
Because
didn't
it
we?
Was, it's because it was written on an apple.
Kirby.
Master.
The doctor rode past a sign saying how far to Tyburn.
5 miles.
This is appalling for me. Debbie.
Yes.
Who gave Sam Swift his pardon?
Cromwell.
Why do I bother? Kirby.
Master.
What is the colour of death?
Purple.
Why did I really bother doing this quiz? Debbie.
Yes.
What pub did they drink at?
I don't actually know that one.
Swan with two heads, something like that.
Essentially, I'll give you that. It's actually Ye Swan with two necks.
Oh.
Okay.
Kirby.
Master.
What are the Doctor's worst fears?
I don't remember.
Excellent. Debbie? She's gone all quiet.
No idea.
Ooh.
Ooh, you've got a point.
Yes.
What was it?
It was, yeah, for sure, give the answers. So weariness and emptiness.
No.
Oh.
Who was that question for? Kirby. That's Debbie. Kirby.
Yes.
Who did Ashilda proclaim herself as?
Me.
Kirby?
Obviously it's not me.
Excellent.
What was it then?
Did I give myself a point for that previous one? I can't remember now.
Yes, you did.
The answer was patron saint of the Doctor's leftovers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes.
Last question.
For who?
For you.
Me?
This, yeah, you. No, that's... No, for you, Kirby. Not me. Me. So,
yeah. Oh, dear.
Who did the Doctor help with her homework?
I don't remember the... name, sorry.
Excellent. Debbie?
No, didn't get the name.
Excellent. I managed to reel it in a little bit towards the end there. And the answer was Evie Hubbard. So the final scores are, in last place, with 8 points, me. As in me, not
yeah,
me.
Yeah, not me.
In second place with 13 points, Kirby. And finally, me. Long, long last, it's not happened for a while, the winner with 19 points. It's Mighty Bounce Debbie, she has returned. So we've just got a bit of time for a bit of quick news because I haven't got much time at all because I've got a ferry to catch. Pardon?
Roadworks, is it?
No, it's not.
No, it's not me. Squeaky chair, get off.
That make that noise.
Squeaky chair's back.
Pardon? Yeah, it's the chair, Debbie. Been, all that flapjack is...
yeah, all that flapjack's gone through yeah.
Oh, time to type it
in. It's half term, so there's roadworks.
Is that why? So, no, they're doing something to the electric. So if we suddenly go...
Yeah, you know why.
Yeah. I'm going to save the file before... Mind you, I'm recording the audio set, remotely, so we won't lose the file. We'll just lose connection with Kirby. Oh.
Is this not... don't they have the information from Big Finish on here yet?
I don't know. But anyway.
No, I can't see it.
Doctor Who News. Now,
yeah, I don't see it.
There
so we need to make sure that... Oh, wait, there it is. It just popped up.
Yeah, he's putting things up.
Stop messing around, Kirby. You're going all share. there was a rumour earlier on in the week that Peter Capaldi was going to leave at the end of the series.
Yeah.
Now, there's another rumour going around that he's signed for a third series.
I hope so. He's brilliant.
I think the one that he's signed for a third series seems to be a bit more solid than the one that he's leaving.
Yeah, no, they've been speculating since the beginning.
But he apparently said it's really tiring. He's found this series really tiring at the age of 57.
Brilliant. We can start using a stick like William Hartnell.
A point dead stick. Yeah, so I don't want to go too much, but apparently the canine time Quake is going to be in the cinemas in 2017.
We should go.
I hope it's in 3D.
I doubt it's going to be in cinemas over here, though.
We are going to have to go and do a live feed.
Send Reese, I've now got a bit more time on my hands, Parton, perhaps to go and watch it for us. Mind you, he's not going to have much time in his hands for much longer, is he? But
no, that's true. Another Stormageddon on the way.
Oh, I thought my Mac had crashed for that. Press reaction to The Woman Who Lived is with many reviews picking up on the episode theme.
Well, overnight viewing figures, 4.34 million.
Mm. Yeah, same as normal, really, isn't it? That's going to go up to about 6.
They're going to cancel it. They're going to cancel it.
10th Doctor and Donna team up for Big Finish.
Yay!
Finally, we are. Got New Who on Big Finish.
Oh, brilliant.
So that has now bridged the gap, and now it opens up the flood doors to things like this. So,
Well, some of the books are good as well. Yeah, they're just, good to read.
I don't really think much else I can report, really.
There's not that much, really,
got much
is
time.
There? No.
But that is some really interesting news there. But one, obviously... the staying on of Peter Capaldi, mm-hmm. which I think he is going to do. This 10th Doctor and Donna teaming up for Big Finish. There's always a chance that even Eccleston could be persuaded to do an audio. Oh,
I hope so.
Maybe a multi-doctor story.
Pulling up our sponsors.
She's going to quickly do the sponsors, everyone.
Whowon.co.uk.
Yes,
is that whowon.co.uk?
Have you got new things for Christmas coming?
That's it. I am just looking right now. Still the interactive Cybermen that we all want. Coming soon. Nothing really changed since last week. Nothing really new to report, unfortunately.
But go to whowon.co.uk where you can
buy loads of stuff and get books and things. Lavazzi, trying to get onto the Doctor Who bit would be nice. Nope, it's not letting me get onto that.
Click on the Doctor Who bit.
Hang on. There we are, Doctor Who. Taking a while. The Dalek scarf, the Doctor Who. Yeah, it's slick, isn't it? Everything is still there. Seventh Doctor hanky. I might be able to stretch to that.
this is the thing. When we were in Southampton at Toys R Us, we just deliberately didn't buy any Doctor Who stuff because of the trip.
Time. Yeah, I've got to pay you some money. I'm overwhelmed with things
you can buy.
And I need to pay you as well. I get paid on Thursday, so I'll drop some cash around.
Lovely. Because we're skint.
Oh, bless.
So that's essentially it. Barring a couple of minor mishaps, we managed to get through the episode all right.
We survived.
And, it's nice to see Debbie here. She's still beautiful. I haven't seen her for about 4 weeks. So
hello.
It's nice to see she's still no less beautiful than she was 4 weeks ago. And she's good at making flapjack.
Okay. I like flapjack.
So next week, we'll probably be back
Sunday. Thank you to Kirby for getting up in the middle of the night to join us.
I used to do it all the time.
I know.
Yeah, but what about getting up in the middle of the night?
Budum Cheng.
Good Lord. Right, see what's going on. Next Sunday, where are we? That's not this coming. Let's make sure I've got nothing on. Oh, good grief, I've got something on.
That's not next Sunday, the first is.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah, there you go.
All right.
Yeah, there we clear.
Yes. That's all right. Yes. All right for this Sunday. Yes.
We're clear.
So hopefully recording this Sunday, unless something happens, I have to
do
work-wise.
When we go up to London, we're going to have to get a really quick watch in, aren't we?
I thought you were going to say a really quick wash in.
No. I think the rooms have bathrooms.
They do.
What's the episode called next week?
I don't know. I thought you would know that.
Zygon something.
The Zygon invasion and then the Zygon inversion or...
something like that, yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
You turn the Zygons upside down.
In the meantime, I'm trying to get Isabella to watch the last two episodes.
Now it's half term, she should be on a bit.
Otherwise,
and Fred still hasn't seen either of these episodes yet.
Pardon? Isabella's just eating a biscuit.
Yeah. last week I... managed to get her boyfriend to watch last episode, but she was taking a nap at the time, and so he came in and watched it with me.
Taking a nap, eh? Anyway, that's it then. I've got to go because I've got to pack a Mac.
Pack a Mac.
Yeah. See you next week. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Goodbye, Fancy Pants.